think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and if you are in Chandigarh, then you will have to face the longest day in India. It is 21st of June 2018, and let's start by stirring the pot of what was making news and what wasn't. Not making the news, obviously the Muslim lynchings in the name of cow that carry on, and the Panama paper leaks, the latest version. Both are now so normalized that to expect any sense of action or justice is to be a laughing stock. Meanwhile, pullouts are still in fashion. The latest one to walk on the exit ramp is India's chief economic advisor, Arvind Subramanian, who has decided to call it quit and return to the United States because of a pressing family matter, that is to take care of his grandchild who isn't even born yet. Well, we're just hoping he can take better care of it than he did of the Indian economy. To be fair, he's just caught in a struggle between an ex-finance minister and an ex-treasurer, and obviously breathing down his neck is the RSS, here meaning the other Subramanian, the Rashtravadi Subramanian Swami. That we got to know it through Facebook, and that too via a post by a minister without portfolio who also accepted the resignation despite not being the finance minister, is the line between which you can read. For now, today's editorial. We start not with yoga, but about Vedanta. And we don't mean the philosophy, but the company and its Sterlite plant where citizens were shot down by the Tamil Nadu police at Tuticorin or Thuthukudi. Vedanta has claimed that at least 8 tanks of sulfuric acid left unattended in its sealed copper smelter plant in Thuthukudi could lead to a catastrophe. The company also claimed that the sulfuric acid leak, which was detected on Saturday evening and described as minor by Thuthukudi collector Sandeep Naduri, could have been an act of sabotage with minimal security posted at the unit. It sought the restoration of electricity to dispose of the inflammable materials, waste and chemicals. Besides, it sought adequate manpower and security not only for removing the materials but also for continuous monitoring of the plant so that the extent of the leak could be assessed. However, the district's top administrative official, Sandeep Naduri, stuck to the earlier view that the leak was minor. That is their version and this is ours. However, we are completely evacuating the sulfuric acid from all tanks as a safety precaution, said Naduri. And while we are on different versions of truth, it's okay for a company and a district administrator to have different realities, but when India's finance minister takes to giving a warped version, the charges of fibbing are quite handy to imply. This is what happened with the BJP treasurer and now finance minister as well, Piyush Goyal. Union minister led a BJP campaign to embarrass the Congress, accusing opposition leaders of exploiting the tragedy of Rohit Vemula's death to serve their political interests. But before the Congress could respond, Radhika Vemula, the mother of University of Hyderabad research scholar Rohit Vemula, whose suicide in 2016 had sparked a major political row, denied she was given money to target the BJP over her son's death. This is full of lies. Nobody paid me to criticize Prime Minister Narendra Modi or the BJP. I do hold them responsible for my son's death. That's your half finance minister becoming a full-time fibbing minister. And on to what's cooking on the bigotry stove today. It is obviously the result of malicious campaigns like Love Jihad. It has got so normalized that one Vikas Mishra, an officer of the Passport Seva Kendra in the most Uttam Pradesh of UP, had no qualms being a bigot bhakt when he relentlessly harassed an interfaith couple. Mohammad Anas Siddiqui and his wife Tanvi Seth alleged that an officer named Vikas Mishra asked Anas to convert to Hinduism and instructed Tanvi to change her name in all her documents and yelled at her when she refused to do so. The shocked couple returned home and later tweeted to External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj asking her to intervene. The usually prompt Twitter handle of Sushma Swaraj's office had no words or witty comebacks to this. Although after being tagged by an aide of Swaraj, MEA Secretary CPV D.M. Mule sought a report from the Regional Passport Office. And now let's move on to External Affairs, that is the international news, where another democratic despot is perfecting his tactics. The latest from Trump's playbook, which reads, do something outlandish like family separation, get the base riled, the liberals angry, then do a grand gesture like withdrawing the nonsensical practice and claim credit for it. Then keep the families together, in detention, and get praised for it. Donald Trump has reversed his own policy amid international fury over the separation of undocumented parents and children. He said he had been swayed by images of children who have been taken from parents while they are jailed and prosecuted for illegal border crossing. But the order does not address families already separated by the policy. Meanwhile, it emerged that Trump administration officials have been sending babies and young children forcibly taken from their parents at the US-Mexico border to at least 3 tender age shelters. A rose, like shit, called by any other name will still smell the same. And talking about change, if you like your YouTube as much as you like your Instagram, then you may want to know about IGTV, a separate mobile app from Instagram where people can watch vertical videos that are up to an hour long, intensifying the competition for consumers' time amongst ad-supported streaming services such as YouTube. The new app will feature as part of the traditional Instagram offering, alongside the usual posts and stories, but it will also be its own app and will carry the hopes of Facebook-owned service and is part of Facebook's broad attempt to finally break into traditional TV programming. And on to our last news for the day, and it's related to the Football World Cup. Well, it's actually about an ad by Burger King, which, like most of its burger, was found to be in poor taste. On Tuesday, the burger chain announced a promotion on VK, the Russian equivalent of Facebook, offering women 3 million Russian rubles, that is $47,000, and a lifetime supply of Whopper burgers if they get impregnated by football players competing in the World Cup. Shortly after announcing the campaign, they pulled it due to backlash. That is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with more news from India and the world, and all the best for the longest day ahead. Goodbye from TakeApart.in.